God once asked Elijah, "What are you doing here?" And that begs the question, what should we be doing here? What should we be doing in the name of God and Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, through our various churches? The gospel reading we heard suggests what it should all be about, so far as we are concerned. He commissioned 72 people to go out two by two and spread the good news in places he was due to visit. The situation then was little different to that which faces us today. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Don't we just know that to be the case in many of our traditional churches? As also was what he then said about, "Go, I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves." He told them then, and tells us now, not to worry about providing ourselves with all the safety equipment we think we might need. Just go and do it. Do you know what? They were absolutely amazed at the outcome. And so equally might we be, if we actually get up and do something about it. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." You see, Jesus had given them the authority to overcome evil, to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. That assurance remains with us today. It doesn't mean we won't suffer in our lives. It won't ensure we don't suffer hardships and setbacks. It does mean, if we have God with us, nothing the world throws at us will separate us from his amazing and everlasting love. God demonstrates his power and glory in many different ways. In the still small voice as he came to Elijah in his time of despair. In the authority shown by Jesus, enabling his early followers to overcome all the power of the enemy. God, through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, helps us to be both still and yet aflame as appropriate to deal with any situation we encounter. God said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" God says the same to us. What are you doing here? Have we got our answer ready? He doesn't want to hear us say we are hiding away in fear from an evil world. He wants to know, however few we are, that we are prepared to and able to and will take hold of his flame and make the gentle whisper of his love known in our communities. What are you? What are we doing here? Our closing hymn speaks of that still small voice. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways.